Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Friday, everyone. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope each and every one of you had a fabulous Thanksgiving yesterday. Hopefully, whether it's going out to the great retailers we have across the area, and we have great retailers across the area that deserve our support more than ever. All right? Hopefully, you've been able to get out there today on this Black Friday and do a little bit of shopping, all right, and get ready for the holiday season. Well, to each and every one of you, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And to each and every one of you, I just want to point out, and this is obviously something that we mentioned quickly on Wednesday's show, how thankful we are. I mean, we're in our ninth year, and we're only a couple months away from starting our 10th year of doing this show. And to say we are thankful for each and every one of you that listen, some of you listen all the time, some of you listen some of the time, but whatever that may be, I can't tell you how much it means to us here at News Radio 1070 WKOK that you have found time to have us be a part of your daily routine in your lives. We appreciate that more than you'll ever realize. So thank you so much. And we're also grateful to have awesome sponsors like today. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels of the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, and also six great flavors of slushies there too. Brewers Outlet gift cards, perfect for the holidays. Keep that in mind. All right? Nice, easy solution that shows you care. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai. Great time to buy during the holidays. Also, awesome pre-owned inventory. Great service department, great sales staff, great deals to be had all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So on today's show, we will have men's ice hockey coach Guy Gadowski in just a few moments. Also, interim basketball coach Jim Ferry on Penn State basketball. They are playing VMI tomorrow after the game with Drexel they had on Wednesday night. And then next week they have VCU here as well, and then Seton Hall. So we'll talk with Jim about that and the team coming up in the next half hour. Head football coach James Franklin as Penn State plays at Michigan tomorrow. We'll hear from James in the 4:06 half hour, and then Ed Sherman on his book on the Big Ten in the final half hour. Great to have you with us. But we start out with men's ice hockey. Penn State, after the road trip to Minnesota, Wisconsin, now will come back home next week to take on Michigan Wednesday and Thursday, then Arizona State the week after that. With that, we welcome in the outstanding men's ice hockey coach at Penn State, Guy Gadowski. Guy, welcome. It's great to have you with us.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thank you very much.
So let's start with this. In order to make a road trip, what do you have to do to make this Minnesota-Wisconsin swing? What are some elements that you have to now work on, count on, that you didn't have to work on or count on before in terms of procedure?
Yeah, so first of all, in terms of procedure, thank goodness that we have a great athletic department and specifically in our case, an unbelievably great athletic trainer in Justin Rogers. And really, that falls all on his shoulders, and then to execute all the procedures are, again, on him and our operations director, Alex Dawes. And I got to tell you, they've always been awesome. But this year, with so many added hours and headaches and planning that they've had to do, I mean, they've just been incredible. And really, without those two, we're sunk. So in terms of the procedures, there's everything, as you can imagine, everything changes from how you're able to space each other out to you can eat, when you can eat, how you can eat, what you do in terms of hotels. Even, you know, we're going to be on the road for almost a week because we fly to Minnesota, bus to Wisconsin. What you do in terms of getting your rooms cleaned, and everything has changed. And thank goodness, as I said, we have such great people. Otherwise, if it was up to me, we wouldn't be going. I can't deal with all that.
It's amazing. Have you been able, for example, just within Pegula, been able, when you practice, keep everybody in the same locker room, or have you had to divide the team up to do that?
Yeah, we're still in three locker rooms.
Yeah.
And meetings are still, even though our team meetings are actually by Zoom, even though we're all in the arena at once, we can't congregate in one room. So, again, that's Alex Dawes figuring out how to make sure we get video to all three areas and get the point across to everybody. So everything's new. Like I said, I mean, we're really fortunate that we have great people. And so far, I think we're dealing with it well. But you know what, Steve? The number one factor in all of this is the attitude of the guys. Because there's things that go wrong. Anytime you do things for the first time, you miss things. And they've been great. I mean, they've been very understanding when things were a little rocky. They've been understanding and had a good attitude. And I think that's the most important aspect.
Yeah, Guy, that was going to be my next question, which dealt with the leadership component. It really helps as a coach when the message can come from the guys. So what kind of leadership have you had to not only navigate hockey, but navigate life?
Yeah, we're really fortunate, in fact, that Alex Limoges is the most humble, mature guy. He's been that way from day one. He's not that because he's our captain. He's been that way from day one since he's got on campus. And I think that's really right up his alley. It's what he is. He's very positive. He's very humble. He's very grateful. And he's very mature about all this. So really, the coaches, I've been around the team way less than ever before in my life, obviously, because we can't interact so closely. So you do really do rely on your leadership to set the example in little ways that it used to be maybe the coaching staff. Now it's entirely our leadership. And Limo's not the only one. The other captains are Arnie Calvite and Paul DeNaples, and they're excellent as well. But it really, you really rely on your leadership more than ever before.
It's interesting because, I mean, you usually have short camps anyway. I don't think people really realize your camps are usually pretty short, and then boom, you're into playing. A lot has to be done away from you sometimes. But you're starting out of the gate with Big Ten play. There's no, quote, you know, for lack of a better term, Guy, easing into any season so you can find out, sure, you know, out of the gate, hey, okay, I got to work on this, you can work on that, but you're more talented so you can win. So how tough is the challenge of getting out of the gate with just conference games right away?
You know what, we'll see, because you're absolutely correct. We haven't had this situation before. We've always been able to, as to use your term, ease into it and have some non-conference games, and you get to play some of the new guys, and in our case now, we have such a big class of new players, as well as a transfer in Tim Doherty, that we don't have that opportunity to ease in to see what works, what doesn't. I mean, we're getting thrown into it, so I can't answer your question. I mean, I'm as curious as you to see how we deal with it. We've just been trying, especially in the last week or so, to try make practices as game-like as possible, but that's difficult. I think the guys have done a good job with that. But we'll see. The good news is our opposition, at least Minnesota, will be in the same situation. Wisconsin has already played two games against Notre Dame, but with us in Minnesota, we'll at least be on equal footing.
Well, I want to go special teams here. I'll start with the power play. You used three power play units over the years. Is that still going to be the plan moving forward, considering you have so many new players?
Slightly. You're absolutely right. We have. I think that this year we're going to have one that we primarily focus on. In the past years, whether it's been Limoges with Barrett and Holt, they were very successful, but so was, we had, you know, Arnie with Byro Sassis. They were very successful. So I think more it's going to be that we have one that has experience. And then we're going to have a couple others that see how we do, who earns the right to get on the ice on the power play when the other unit isn't.
Which then brings me to the other part of special teams. When you're shorthanded, how many different combinations do you want to use shorthanded? Will there be a primary and a second, or do you still want to think about three there too?
Well, you've done your homework for sure, because, yes, there's going to be a primary, and we hope, if possible, if you can get 200-foot clears to ice the puck, you're able to get the secondary unit on, and then if you're lucky, if you've done a good job in clearing it quickly, you can get the first unit on. So we will have three penalty kill units. I imagine you're going to see all defensemen doing it eventually. I think right now it's no secret that you know, we feel that the bulk of that responsibility is going to be Paul DeNaples and Alex Stevens, but that certainly doesn't mean that we're looking. We really want to see who else can step up on the back end, because that's so important. On the front end, we have two guys that have done it very well and done it in the past, in Arnie Talvitie and Connor McMenamin. So we feel really good up front with at least that first unit, but there's going to be some competition to see who else can eat up those minutes.
Everyone brings their own skill set to the table, guys. Some defensemen are very, quote, defensive defensemen. They get themselves, obviously, into the play. And some guys think more offensively. For you, who among your defensemen, who thinks more offensively for you that you say, okay, at a certain point, he'll be able to carry the puck for us, he'll be able to make some plays?
Yeah, Clayton Phillips was a guy that we really identified as. We were very fortunate to be able to get him. He's a third-round NHL draft choice to the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he was so because of exactly what you just detailed. He moves pucks extremely well. He's a great skater, so not only can he move the puck up the ice, he can skate up the puck up the ice with speed. And he's a guy that if we're going to have success, we've obviously scored a ton of goals in the last few years and led the nation. If we're going to have any chance to do that again, we're going to have to rely on guys like him, and we feel very comfortable in his skill set.
Now let's go to goal. It's been, obviously, in the last few years, yeah, you could pencil in Peyton Jones. Doesn't mean he's going to play every game, but going in during the week, you'd think Peyton Jones is going to play. So how do you look in that spot right now?
Yeah, you know, I like where we're at. Obviously, Peyton's a big loss, but Oscar Audio is an excellent goaltender, and he's an unbelievable person, which everybody is not going to be at all surprised. He's the brother of Eric Audio, who was captain here, who actually scored the goal that put us into the NCAA tournament for the first time, the double overtime goal against Minnesota. And he was an unbelievable student and an unbelievable leader and a guy with great work ethic. And his brother Oscar is exactly the same, except he plays a different position in goal. And what I really like about him is that he came here and he knew the situation he was in. He knew that Peyton, whether he was going to sign an NHL deal after his junior year or not, he was going to replace him at some point. So he was very patient. He didn't complain. He was positive and patient and worked extremely hard and valued every one of his opportunities. And if you look, I mean, here's a guy that's played very little, yet he owns the Penn State record for consecutive minutes as a shutout. So, I mean, we're very excited about him. And Liam Solier is a guy who's had exceptional numbers, maybe the best numbers in Canada in junior hockey. And so we feel that between the two of them, they'll certainly be able to get the job done.
I think I have a pretty good idea how you're going to answer the part about Oscar on this question. Are the two of them really good communicators when it comes to working with their defense to make your defense better?
You know what? To be honest with you, that remains to be seen. I remember that's something that Peyton, when he was a freshman, he identified that something he has to get better at. And when he became communicative but very calm communicative, that's when he was at his best. And I'd like to see us play games before I'm going to answer that question. I think a little bit of that responsibility falls on the defenseman as well. But hopefully over time, I don't expect that it's going to happen right out of the gate, but over time that they'll become comfortable with one another.
Alex Limoges is someone who was recognized by the Big Ten before the season, and justifiably so, based on his body of work to this point. And we've talked about his leadership part. What about Alex Limoges, the hockey player? Where can he be even a little bit better for you, Guy? And on top of that, have you already started to see that commitment to being a little bit better?
Yeah, so you look at Alex Limoges, and your word, his body of work is amazing. Last year, he led the Big Ten in points per game. He did miss a few games, so he didn't lead the conference in scoring points, but he did lead it in points per game. And a couple of years ago, he led the nation in scoring. So this guy, you look at him, and you know his statistics are incredible. But I think his statistics actually pale to how important he is with the team, and I think that's why he was a unanimous choice for captain. He is, to this day, at least what I have coached, the best puck protector that I've coached. And it means that he's able to create offense with less risk when he has when he tries to navigate through defense. So there's some guys that they're feast or famine. They're going to try and make a move. If they don't make it, it's gone the other way. With Alex, it seems so many times he gets a second and third opportunity at the puck because he protects it so well. So that's something I think as a hockey player that really sets him apart from everybody else. It means that he's as comfortable playing in traffic as any forward I've ever coached.
Finally, the highest preseason ranking for Penn State, number 9. I know you can't sit there and worry about that because you need to start playing. But I also noticed there's a lot of Big Ten teams dotted all over that thing. What's the depth of this conference look like to you heading into it?
You know what? I think what speaks most to that is, yes, we were selected, 9th in the nation?
Yep.
And last, 7th in the Big Ten. So that tells you all you need to know about the talent and the depth of this conference. It really, you know, when it was put together, and I don't know if this is something that Mr. Pegula had in mind or not, but when it was put together, I think people thought that eventually you were going to get a conference of just absolute monsters from top to bottom. And I think it's happening right now. There's just not a team in this conference that couldn't go anywhere else in the nation and win. And I think you look at even last year, I think that was very, very evident. Wisconsin was picked very high last year, and in fact they were mentioned as having the best recruiting class in the nation and everything that, and a Frozen Four team, and they actually finished at the bottom of our conference. So it's not just this year, it really has become an absolute monster of a conference. I think that's great for fans. I think it's great for development of players, makes the coaches bald and gray, but other than that, I think it's a really good thing.
You still got a pretty good head of hair though, Guy. I appreciate that. Guy, thanks so much. Best of luck with this trip to Minnesota and to Wisconsin, and thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate how the team plays, but mostly appreciate you.
Steve, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Men's ice hockey coach Guy Gadowski. Interim basketball coach Jim Ferry next half hour. James Franklin at 4:06. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio. Great to have you with us on this Black Friday on News Radio 1070 WKOK. When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on this Friday. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Yes, it's a Thanksgiving weekend and we're heading into a big holiday season. You need to be fully stocked. Well, you're just not going to go out, but you'd like to have the beverages and the snacks there. Or maybe somebody's going to come over, you know, socially distanced. Maybe you're going to go someplace socially distanced, but you don't want to go empty-handed. And not only that, Brewers Outlet gift cards right? Nice, quick, easy, caring way to shop. You let them know how much you care. Brewers Outlet imports domestics microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Not one, but six different great flavors of slushies. Again, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Lincoln, Kia, Hyundai, great new inventory. Maybe pre-owned inventory is what you either prefer, or maybe it fits your budget, and your budget prefers that. They have a tremendous selection of pre-owned inventory, and not only that, it comes with the Sunbury Motors guarantee behind it, too. That means everything. Great sales staff, fabulous service department, great deals to be had during this holiday season, all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right, college football, of course, tomorrow, Penn State and Michigan. The initial college football playoff rankings are out, and it's the usual cast of characters along the way. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and Ohio State lead the first college football playoff rankings along the way. Among the cancellations tomorrow, Wisconsin and Minnesota. They played for 113 years. Wisconsin's fine, but it's Minnesota that paused all team-related activities earlier in the week, and thus they have to cancel the game. It ends the longest uninterrupted series in FBS history, 113 consecutive years from 1907 to 2019. Wow. All right, so let's also get to postponements, cancellations. Penn State basketball was scheduled to open Wednesday in the Jordan Center against Drexel. But the game has been postponed. It has not been canceled. It has been postponed. Penn State will open tomorrow with VMI in the Jordan Center. And with that, we bring in the interim head coach of the Nittany Lion men's basketball team, Jim Ferry. Jim, first of all, welcome to you and yours on this Thanksgiving weekend. A happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Make sure it's a safe and healthy one for sure.
Penn State and Drexel were scheduled to play tomorrow in the Jordan Center. There's been reports that the game was canceled. Not true. The game is actually postponed. Are there attempts being made to work on a mutual date in the future between the two?
Yes, there are. Actually, Zach Spiker, Coach Spiker, and I have been talking, and Ross been talking. We're trying to hopefully figure out a mutual date. We have a little 10-day break after the Michigan game. In early December, so we're thinking about seeing if we can maybe squeeze it in there. So we're working on it, and hopefully we'll be able to get it done, and I think that's correct, making sure people understand it's postponed and not canceled, and we'll keep everybody updated on that.
All right, so now let's get to the team itself. This is a family-oriented relationship basketball program. How important has that been in navigating the last few weeks, Jim? And how important has the communication been between the staff and the players?
Yeah, well, you know, you've been around our program a lot, and I think you see it. You know, we have great leadership amongst the seniors with Big Johnny and Jamari and Miles, MJ and all those guys. And, you know, we're a tight-knit group, and I think that was, you know, the thing that we've needed to lean on. You know, this is a... really different time, right? It's with COVID, there's a pandemic going on, practicing every day, there's adversity. So we, you know, kind of all leaned on each other. We first started by listening to each other to find out where everybody's at, and then we kind of, you know, just go about it day by day. There's a lot of love in this room every single day and in the gym. And, you know, these guys have really done a fantastic job of relying on each other and leaning on the older guys and, you know, even the staff, right? Like, we've been together now. We're going on 4 years. Some of these guys have been here even longer. You know, we're all involved with each other's families and helping each other out. We just kind of, you know, put our heads together and just made sure it's about these players, doing everything for these players right now.
Also, something in college basketball, the big difference between college basketball and college football in the preseason is that you can scrimmage somebody. You can play an exhibition game against somebody. You can't do that this year. So how have you compensated for the lack of a scrimmage and the lack of a game?
Yeah, it's been difficult, you know, and that's why we were so looking forward to tomorrow, just to play somebody else and for us all to put on the same color jersey, be a team that we're competing against someone else. So it's been challenging, but, you know, what we felt as a staff and the decision we made is just kind of, you know, we're practicing really hard, but we got to scrimmage. So we've scrimmaged each other. We've mixed up the teams a lot. We've tried to make them equal or balanced. So, you know, what we do is we practice for 2 to 3 days and then scrimmage. Practice for 2 or 3 days and scrimmage. So just at least to try to make it competitive and try to get the playing experience that we need. We actually brought in officials last weekend to help us prepare for the officiating and all that. And that's what you got to just keep doing, you know what I mean? I think you got to put these guys in a situation that is most game-like to be prepared, right? I mean, it's we're talking about November 25th. We would have already played, what, 5 games by now, and we're still trying to get to our first one. So I think we've done a good job with that. I think the guys have done a good job with that. But at the same point, you know, at this point, we need to play somebody else. And you know, we're scheduled to play VMI on Saturday, and our guys are looking forward to it.
All right, exactly. Along the way during the preseason, you received the news that Sam Sessoms got a waiver. Now, a lot of players get waivers across the country, but how important was it at this time and place that Penn State was able to get a clear on a waiver for Sam Sessoms?
Well, I think it was good for Sam, too, first of all, right? Like, you know, with all this stuff and the uncertainty in the world, the pandemic, you know, what people don't realize is there's mental health involved with these guys, right? Basketball is what they do, and they love doing it, and they love playing. So I think that was a big thing for Sam. Just to be able to receive that and then say, okay, I can play. Then we sat down, made a decision that he wanted to play. And obviously when you can add a really talented guard to our program, it's going to help, especially come Big Ten play. And he's done a really good job of blending in. I think it's, you know, at first when he wasn't really expecting to play, I think he kind of was just, you know, trying to figure it out. I think now there's been a little bit more sense of urgency, and we fixed it up and have him playing with different lineups to kind of fit in. So I think it's really good for our program, and it's great for Sam.
Are there times when Jamari Wheeler and Sam Sessoms have been together? And if so, how did it look?
Yes. I mean, there's times we've had those two together. There's times we've had Sam and MJ together. And then there's times we've had Jamari, Sam, and MJ together. So, you know, when you have talented guards, you have a chance at every basketball game. So, you know, what people don't say is, yeah, we're a little small with Sam and Jamari, but, you know, those are two tough kids, man. And, you know, we can defend and rebound, and we can play with those guys. And the ability to break some people down and play with speed, it just looked really good at times. So it's something that we've been working on, a little bit of lineup changes and fixing things up, and we're going to continue to work on.
With the competition you have in practice, how much better have you become? Because you can go 5-on-5. You know, and I look, no secret, I watch every practice. So when you go 5-on-5, how much are you seeing iron sharpen iron out there?
Yeah, well, that's always the goal, right? Like, we have some depth this year. I think that's the thing that's made us such a good team over the past 3 or 4 years is that there's been more depth in our program. That's why we were able to get to be a top 10 team in the country last year. We had depth, and the guys that are, you know, coming off the bench and the role players are really good players, so you get challenged every day. And, you know, that was one thing I felt last year that made us so good was guys like Kyle McCluskey coming every day and challenging our guys, and Isaiah Brock coming off the bench. And now we have this group of freshmen that are really talented young athletes that are really challenging the older guys. We've had days, have you seen in some of our scrimmages and film reports, they're like, oh boy, it's pretty even right now. We're just mixing teams up and making it real competitive. So I think it's helped us, especially during this time where we haven't really been able to play against somebody else. Being able to be competitive against each other every day helps you get better.
Your job over the last few years has been obviously on the offensive end, all around, but primarily on the offensive end. Are you keeping the foundation that you put together offensively and making tweaks, or are you just pushing forward with what you've done?
Yeah, we're keeping the foundation, no doubt. I mean, so we've been one of the better offensive teams in the Big Ten over the past 3 years. We've played at the highest pace us and Iowa in the league. So we want to continue to play that way. You know, we made the most threes, I think, in the history of the school last year. Like, we're on that increase. So we're kind of just playing and doing some of the same stuff. Yes, we're tweaking it more so to who our personnel this year, obviously. As people know, we don't have Lamar, so maybe having that go-to post-up guy in late situations, we're going to do things a little differently. But it's pretty much the same thing, tweaking things a little bit differently. But we're playing really fast. We have a lot more shooting. And I think it'll be an exciting team to watch.
Which brings me now to the players. Talking about the veterans, the fans have seen the veterans. What they haven't seen, and as you know, get enamored with, the younger players they haven't seen to this point. So let's just do some thumbnails on the younger players. DJ Gordon, what have you liked about what he's done during the course of the preseason?
Well, you know, DJ, man, he's so long and he's athletic. He's one of these guys that can make tough shots. When he gets it going, he's really hard to guard. He's got great length, like I said, to defend, and great athleticism. So I think he's doing a really good job for a freshman right now.
All right, Caleb Dorsey gives you some length. Is he the kind of player that can play inside out for you?
Yeah, Caleb brings versatility at the forward position. You know, he can put the ball down and drive it. He can pass it. He can post up. He can shoot threes. So he's another, you know, he's a young kid, but he's, you know, he's got some size to him. He's got that Big Ten body that he's still developing. And like I said, he gives us some versatility at the forward spot.
All right, Dalian Johnson. All right, now, since I grew up in New England, I'm the one person in the program that can pronounce Haverhill, because that's where he's from.
You and I both.
Yeah.
You and I both.
That's right. All of your New Hampshire stuff, you know, it's Haverhill.
That's right. Everybody calls it Haverhill.
Yeah. Everybody looks at Haverhill or Haverhill.
Yeah.
You had all that with that Keene State stuff and things like that.
Yeah,
you know.
Keene. I was at Bentley in Boston for a while. Yeah. I tell you what, he's doing a fantastic job, you know, really picking things up quickly. He's another one of these versatile guards. Play him on the ball. You can play him off the ball. That's great shooting ability, great mid-range ability. He's doing a really, really good job of kind of figuring out and kind of fitting in with some of these veteran guards.
It seems like as time has gone and his comfort level has increased, it seems like he's shooting the ball better to a level you thought he could.
He is. He is. We actually met yesterday on a couple of things. He's a really bright kid, too, so he picks things up quickly. He's doing a good job.
All right, so now let's talk about Abdu Zimbilla.
So you pronounced that one even better than Haverhill.
It's a part of the job, Jim. It's part of the
job. I just call him Abdu.
How's Abdu been? I know he's a big guy that can run the floor. What else can he do for you?
I'll tell you what, man, he has really come on over the past 2 weeks. I think at first, you know, he hasn't played in almost a year and a half. The new terminology, the speed of the game, he was kind of trying to figure it out. The last 2 weeks, he's been phenomenal. I mean, he's a tremendous shot blocker. I mean, tremendous. His timing and his ability to block shots, rebound out of his space, go get the ball. He's keeping things simple now around the basket. He's got a great touch. He's really been impressive over the last 2 weeks. He's made great strides for us. And I think, you know, he's someone that could help us, obviously, is someone that could protect the rim.
Okay, so now we've talked about five players, including Sam Sessoms. They're new. So the next part is, after watching them together over the last few weeks, how well do they mesh together? Because obviously this is the first time they've had to really mesh together.
Yeah, and I think they're doing a good job of it. You know, I think people don't understand, especially for these freshmen, right? This is an unbelievable time because you're in the middle of a pandemic. They're coming to college. You know, they know Penn State is supposed to be what it is, and now it's not. They can't mingle with other people. They're in their room. It's like Groundhog Day every day. You know, so I think it's for what they're going through, I think they're doing an unbelievable job. And I think their growth is going to be different than maybe a normal freshman because they've had to deal with all this stuff and deal with the adversity. So I think they've really done a really good job of putting it together. And again, we have great chemistry on the team. These guys really like each other. I think you can see it when you watch us play. These guys really play for each other and really enjoy being with each other.
I want to get to Myron Jones for a moment because I know we had to vote for the top 10 players and so forth in the preseason, and he didn't make the cut, but I know he got a vote. Okay, I'll leave it at that. I know for a fact he got a vote. Where have you seen the progression in Myron Jones from his sophomore to his junior season?
A couple of things. I think, you know, you're going to recognize his body. He's gotten bigger. Filled out more, his confidence level, and his leadership, his vocalness to be a leader, all those three things, you can just see, they just pop out every day. you know, remember, Oakley was one of the best players in the league last year prior to him, you know, getting sick and having to miss all those games. I mean, he was really playing at a high level. And then obviously we were kind of easing him back at the end. And then, obviously, when the world stopped, we didn't play the tournament. We didn't play the NCAA tournament. So it kind of got hindered. But he's just kind of taken off from that spot there. He's doing a really, really good job.
I want to ask you about Johnny Herr for a moment. What has his leadership meant, and how much has he added to his game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Big Johnny, he's like Superman. He really is. Like, every day, you want to talk about the most consistent human being in the world. Every day, his approach, his attitude, his positiveness, and he's really improved. I thought he improved dramatically last year at the end of the season, just finishing down the rim, defending, rebounding. Now Big John's added a three-point shot to his game right now, too. So, he's having some fun with that, stepping out, being able to spread the defense out, shoot threes. And he's just he's a facilitator for us offensively. He can really play through John. So I'm expecting a great year for him in his senior year.
I'll insert names here, but there's an old saying, Seth Lundy doesn't have to be the next Lamar Stevens. He has to be the first Seth Lundy. So what have you seen from him in the preseason as he makes the progression from freshman to sophomore?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great statement. And we talk about that. You know, there's been so many comparisons, you know, from the same high school, similar games, bodies, you know, kind of explain, like, you just need to be Seth. And I think the biggest thing you're going to notice is he's expanded his game. I think he's using more of his game. You know, last year, I think he was more, especially towards the end of the year, it just looked like he was a spot-up three-point shooter. Well, now where we have the ability to post him up, he's driving it, he's rebounding, and he's shooting three. So I think as he expands his game, you're going to see the whole package for Seth, which I think is really going to help him too and help our team.
How much would it mean to these guys right now, finally, Jim, just to play a game? Just to get, I mean, they can't do it. They can't do it, obviously, against Drexel now, but just to play a game.
Listen, if we played tomorrow night or if we play Saturday, I think the ball's going to be flying all over the gym to start. There's going to be so much excitement that we're not going to be able to contain it. And we're flying all over the court. Hopefully we'll be able to settle in and play the game the right way. But they're just so excited just to play. I mean, it was really tough having to tell the guys today that the game was postponed. But, you know, we have great leaders. They got great attitudes. Like, all right, you know, we'll come back. We'll practice. I said we got to flip the switch and prepare for the next opponent because, again, that's something that can happen this year, right? We could be locked in and being focused in the Big Ten, get ready to play Ohio State, and something can happen that we're not going to play the game and we got to switch and get ready for Illinois. So hopefully this will prepare us and put us in that situation. But you know what? The guys are really excited. We all can't wait to get out on the court together and compete as one. So as soon as Saturday gets here, we can throw that up. I think we're going to see some great excitement.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. All right, we'll see you soon. And I hope everybody stay safe and have a great Thanksgiving.
Penn State interim head basketball coach, Jim Ferry. All right, so that's the story. They'll play VMI tomorrow in the Jordan Center. Meanwhile, the Nittany Lion football team continues to get ready for Michigan. They will play tomorrow in Ann Arbor. Kickoff is set for noon tomorrow. We'll be on beginning at 10:30. In the next half hour, we'll be joined by head football coach James Franklin. And then Ed Sherman on his book about the history of the Big Ten in the final half hour. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies and the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Next half hour, the head football coach of the Nittany Lions, James Franklin, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.